Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. Here we are again. This is Tom Jeffrey, folks, introducing the brilliant array of talent we've lined up for you. Phil Harris, accompanied this time by charming Leah Ray, Jerry Cole, the troubadour of Hollywood, Larry Burke, and, of course, the original slow brain through Arkansas, Bob Burns. Well, Phil Harris, yours is the honor to start our show this time.
Our next effort is a duet. Leah Ray will sing, and I'll just make a noise like a Harris. And I think the result will be, let's put out the lights and go to sleep. It was a big success.
Uh-huh, and didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning?
Yeah, but did you notice Mrs. Jones' new dress?
I certainly did, but what was that that Mr. Brown said to Uncle Benny?
Oh, honey, he just kept talking out of turn. He had a few too many.
It surely was a hungry crowd.
Yeah, you know, they didn't even leave a scrap for Rover.
Not a scrap, but after all, you know, we ought to feel real proud.
That's right, and mighty glad the darn thing's over.
There's no more company to feed.
And no more paper we can read.
No, so what's to do about it?
Oh, let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
You know, there's no more anything to drink.
Why don't you come on out of the kitchen and leave those dishes in the sink?
It's a good idea, and what's to do about it?
Simply nighty-night, and then to sleep. You know, honey, I gave Miss Brown a hug and kiss kind of offhand-like. Of course, I know it wasn't right, dear.
Well, if you're confessing, then I'll say this. You know, her sweetie kissed me once or twice, dear.
Uh-huh. Let's skip it.
Wind the clock and let's get to bed.
Oh, you know I'd rather make love to you instead.
Well, you know what to do about
yes,
it.
Yes, let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Thank you.
Well, I always said that you couldn't make a cake.
Well, it was better than the beer that you tried to make.
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Phil, do you remember when you were singing Sweet Adeline?
Certainly. Didn't you hear my tenor?
Uh-huh.
Well, didn't it sound fine?
Well, that's just it. You know, you're a bass singer.
Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Let's stop our quarreling. You know it doesn't pay, because I love you more and more and more, dear.
You know, honey, you're getting so you say the cutest things. You never used to carry on like this before, dear.
Didn't I really?
No.
You know, there's no more money in the bank.
Yeah, you're telling me. And no cute baby we can spank.
No, so what's to do about it?
Oh, let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Good night, Phil.
Good night, Leah.
Don't forget to put out the cat.
Oh, you know we haven't any cat.
Thanks, Phil. And now listen to Jerry Coe and his accordion, bringing us his or their arrangement of that hearty perennial St. Louis Blues. Jerry, okay. And now, yep, we're going to introduce once more the young man of the mountain, Bob Burns. Just to show off his versatility, this time Bob has donned his old vaudeville blackface makeup. And here he is in the role of Brother Asma, to be interviewed by Don Wilson.
Mr. Wilson, you know, before I got to be a preacher, I used to be a traffic cop. I thought I'd come out here to see today and preach these brothers and sisters a lecture on traffic.
Well, you can't preach out of that telephone book, can you?
Yes, I've got all my sermons classified here.
Uh-oh, pardon me, Asma. Well, go right ahead, Brother Asma.
Now then, brothers and sisters, I'm going to take my text this evening from the Book of Numbers by the Apostle Bell, which say, many shall be called, but few shall answer. Now look here, Mr. Wilson. Suppose you want to find out something about traffic. What do you do?
Well, what do you do?
You turn over here to traffic. Now then, here, when you get over here in this traffic, you got to know your signals, ain't you? Now then, if you see a car driving along and a man put his hand out straight, you know that man's going to turn to the left. If he put his hand up, you know he's going to turn to the right. If he put his hand down, you know he's going to stop. But if you see a hand sticking out that window and just spinning around so you can't tell what it's trying to do, you know there's a woman driving everybody high. Now then, a woman is the only one that can turn a corner in the middle of the block. Well, one of the worst accidents I ever saw in my life was a lady driving down the street and she turned into an alley. And the alley wasn't there. The police department has invented a radio that broadcasts thought waves. So that from now on you'll be able to carry on a conversation with animals and insects. Can you imagine the police department having a flea up on the witness stand? And they say, Miss Flea, who was you on about June 1st?
What a gag. Well, anyway, Bob Burns, we'll keep it going as Larry Burke, the troubadour of Hollywood, sings, It Was a Night in June. All right, Larry.
That was the start of it. It was a night in June. We two were part of it. I stole a kiss, and you shared some of it. We found some bliss. What has become of it? It was a night in June. What did we do with love? It ended much too soon, and we were through with love. Where are the dreams that never did come true? And now it's June again, but darling, where?